My guest says that many in the church are living under a partially closed heaven. He knows how you can cancel the curse and release the full blessings of God in your life. Next. I'm here with Larry Hutton, and I have to tell you, Larry, how in the world did you get the Lifetime Achievement Award from Israel? I mean, you're a Gentile Christian.
The thing I like to say, Sid, is that I began to fall in love with Israel, fall in love with the Jewish people, fall in love with the Jewish roots of the Bible, not because I'm Jewish, but because my Savior's Jewish. And one of the great prophecies amongst the Jews is right before the coming of the Messiah, as you know, the eyes of the Gentiles are going to be open, and we're going to begin to understand some things that we didn't understand before. And so it's been an exciting journey.
And you met with Prime Minister Netanyahu.
A few times now,
Tell me about one meeting.
Well, one of the meetings we had was just a couple months before the pandemic and everybody became isolated. And so I'm sitting across from the Prime Minister, just like I am you. And I said, Mr. Prime Minister, how important is it, the discovery of the Pilgrimage Road?
Now, many of our viewers don't know what that is.
The Pilgrimage Road is the road from the Pool of Siloam that they would have walked up to the Temple Mount during the time of the High Holidays, especially Feast of Tabernacles. And it's just been, see, that's the exciting thing about these prophecies. The skeptics said, these prophecies will never come to pass.
They were too impossible.
It's impossible. Your Bible is a fairy tale.
Either there's a God or it's impossible. There's no in between.
Exactly. These prophecies are coming alive today. And so Prime Minister Netanyahu, I asked him, how important was it? And his eyes filled up with tears. And he said, he said, my ancestors, Jews and Christians, walked this road. And so he said, this discovery is saying to us that someday soon we're all going to be walking this road together to worship the Messiah on the Temple Mount. And that's when
we're not that far away, Jews and Christians.
We're right there. You think about Bible prophecy, you think about the Word of God. And like you said, I think a lot of Christians don't understand where we are on God's timetable. You know, we're just a few years away, if we're looking at the calendar correctly, of the Sabbath millennium. And that's when the Messiah sets up his rule and reign. Nobody knows exactly when the Messiah is going to come.
But if they read your book and see these, I mean, you call it living prophecies. Why do you call them living?
Because they're not something that happened. They're not something that's going to happen. They're something that there are seven prophecies concerning the church and Israel, concerning your viewers and Bible prophecy. I know we'll get into this, but a couple years ago, something happened in our family where we needed a miracle. And I was praying, and God said, now's the time. In the last days, God will pour out his Spirit. That word pour in Hebrew means a gushing, not a sprinkling of healing, not a sprinkling of word of wisdom, not a sprinkling of the gifts of Spirit.
You know what? I envision an oil well
that's just
been uncapped. You're from Texas. You know better than
that's
me.
That's exactly what I see. Is that all of a sudden, boom, that cap is off and there's no stopping it. And that's, we need the supernatural to usher in the coming of the Messiah. We need the confirmation of God's word with signs and wonders and miracles. And when that happens, and that's what this is about. This is that Moedim, this is that appointed time, Sid, for God to confirm to the world the Word of God is true, Jesus is the Messiah, and he's going to confirm it with signs, wonders, and miracles.
Now, you've come a long way, by the way, Larry, because I interviewed you many years ago.
Yes.
And I know your story. I mean, you're looking at him and you say, you know, he's a nice guy. It said, this guy was a drug dealer. I mean, this guy was hopelessly addicted. And by the way, you didn't go through a 12-step program with Jesus. You went through, as he says, a one-step program.
Yeah, I had a ranch in Columbia, South America. I was smuggling cocaine in the United States. I was mainlining drugs, cocaine and heroin, sometimes 8-10 times a day. And I found out there were 7 federal warrants out for my arrest. They arrested a whole bunch of my friends at midnight on one day. We got in a van in Missouri and headed for Arizona. I love to tell people I ran from the long arms of the law right into the strong arms of the Lord. And I was sitting, I had hair down to here. I was wearing I had earrings before earrings were in. I'm all tattooed up. And I'm sitting on my...
What a mess.
I was a mess. my mom had just told my wife, Tiz, last year, she said, we never thought we'd see Larry alive again. Because
sure.
There's a saying in the streets, said, once a junkie, always a junkie. But there's a saying in the Word of God, who the Son sets free will be free indeed. I got to say that, long story short, this guy came up to me on the porch. I was smoking dope. I thought he was coming to buy drugs from me. He walks up to me and he says, I couldn't leave until I told you this. Jesus is who you're looking for. Now, 3 days before that, he was a drug addict. And they grabbed him on the streets, brought him in the back of a van, prayed. He received the Lord as his Savior.
So he is just saved, and he's already an evangelist.
3 days. And if it wasn't for him, his name was Bill Trujillo. He's with the Lord now. If it wasn't for Bill Trujillo, this little Hispanic guy, he kept walking across from the street. And I'm sitting there, and, you know, I've
got probably nervous.
Oh, he's scared. He walks across the street, takes a breath, turns around, walks across, takes a breath, turns around. I'm thinking, this guy's trying to get nerve up to come buy drugs from me. And he walks up, and he said, I've never done this before, but Jesus is who you're looking for. And I said, What? And he wouldn't leave me alone. He kept coming over. I was living with 2 girls. Both of them got saved, became pastors' wives. And he kept coming over and knocking the door, and we'd hide behind the curtains. He'd go, I know you're in there. Long story short, I said, I'll go to church with you. They're showing a movie, The Gospel Road, with Johnny Cash. And I said, I'll go to church with you if you leave me alone. Just don't come over here anymore. I went to church. I saw the story of Jesus, and I saw Jesus dying on the cross at Calvary, and I knew that he died for me. And when I came to the altar that night, and don't even remember going to the altar, I raised my hand. There was about 50 people in the church. I raised my hand, and I said, he said, why don't you come forward? I said, there's no way I'm coming in front of these people. I don't remember getting out of my seat. To this day, I don't know how I got from my seat to that altar, but the next thing I know, I'm at the altar, and nobody came to pray with me, because I got no shoes on, I got no shirt on, I got a big poncho, I got earrings hanging down, tattooed up, I've got needle marks up and down my arms, and these poor church people just scared them to death.
You know,
they looked at me, that became my church, but they looked at me and said, he'll never make it. Well, I'm not in heaven yet, but I'm on my way. I'm doing okay. And so I didn't know what to pray. I didn't know anything about Christianity, nothing. And I just said, God, if you're real, be real to me. But there are people watching right now who have children or grandchildren that it looks like they'll never
Hopeless.
Come to God. And I'm telling you, this is the time that God will do such a miracle. God will set them up by the Holy Spirit. God is a God of supernatural miracles. Next morning, I would always get up and roll joints of marijuana to smoke them for the day. And I started rolling them, and I go, you know what? I'm feeling so good. I don't want this.
You can't get better.
I can't get any higher than this. And I actually said, I know this is hard for church people to understand. I said, I don't want to smoke this and come down from what I'm feeling. I have never had the desire to do drugs again. Jesus saved me, and it was the power of the Holy Spirit that brought me that deliverance.
Listen, he got so saved, so free of drugs, that in his community, the judges give someone a choice, either go to prison or you go to his church. You know, no brainer. We go to his church. Why do they send their drug addicts to you?
Well, we went out, and Tiz and I went out and pioneered our first church in Santa Fe, New Mexico. And believe it or not, the first building we got was called Henry's Liquor and Meat Market. And it was a shut down liquor store and meat market, and right down where the gangs were. The first people we won to the Lord were drug addicts living under the bridge across the street. And so in 3 years, we saw 6,000 teenagers give their lives to the Lord, get baptized in the Holy Ghost. And so the newspaper did a story on our kids of where they were and what's happening. And so the judges in the area from Albuquerque, Santa Fe, all that area started calling me. And I remember one judge said to me, he said, we hear your program is the only program that works. And I said, well, thank you. And he goes, what's your program? And I said, giving your life to Jesus, getting baptized in the Holy Spirit, and sharing that faith with other people wherever you go. And it swept the whole town.
Larry, God showed you the seasons of His timeline.
Yes.
Explain what that is and why it's important.
You know, we all know, Sid, that God is God 24/7. He's God every moment of every day. But the scripture says, call upon the Lord while He is near. Now, you know, we were just talking about this in the green room. In Dallas, where we pastor, the sun is the same sun 365 days out of the year. But the intensity of that sun is different in August than it is in January. Cool. Same sun, S-U-N, but it's closer to us. On God's appointed times, on God's moedims, as you know the word appointed time, moedim, on God's appointed times, He is His grace, His miracles, His power, His anointing, His healing, His prosperity, His abundance is greater than other times on the calendar. But in the times leading up to the coming of the Messiah, it's unlimited. It's the open windows of heaven. You know, I use the illustration of blind Bartimaeus. Jesus came walking by the gates of Jericho, and the Bible said He would have passed them by. Here's His healing, here's His deliverance, and He would have passed them by. But Bartimaeus said, I'm not going to miss this window of opportunity. You know, when we hear in Malachi chapter 3, I'll open up for you the windows of heaven. That word window it's not like we live under the window of heaven and then when we obey God, it opens. At these moedims, at these appointed times, there is a window. And when we understand this, when we respond to that window, it opens up. An unobstructed funnel from the throne of God to whatever you have need of.
When we return, I'm going to ask Larry why, this is why you're here. I'm going to ask Larry to release miracles and break the curse that will open the full Abrahamic blessings on your life. Be right back.
We will be right back to It's Supernatural.
Hello, YouTube. Mishpacha. Mishpacha is a Hebrew word. It means family. This is Sid Roth. Welcome to my world where it's naturally supernatural. If you've been blessed by this show, please subscribe. Then click the bell so you won't miss a single episode of It's Supernatural.
We now return to It's Supernatural.
Larry, you teach on probably one of the most important questions in the Bible.
Yeah.
What is that?
Well, Jesus is walking with His disciples. And as He's walking, He turns and He says, who do men say that I am? And of course, we know Peter says, well, some say you're this, some say you're that. But then Jesus says the most important question. He said, who do you say that I am? And Peter's response is, you're the Christ. Now, what you and I understand, but what a lot of people may not understand is, Jesus is a Jew talking to another Jew, asking a Jewish question and getting a Jewish response. So when He said, who do you say that I am? You can almost see Peter going, I get it now.
Peter had the right answer. You, Yeshua, are Messiah.
The Messiah.
Yeah.
And the Messiah is the Anointed One. And the Anointed One in Hebrew means two things. He is the burden removing and the yoke destroying. And that's so important because all Christians receive him as the burden removing, the wages right. of our sinners' death. I received Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. He's removed my sins. But he is also the yoke destroying. When you look at Jesus in Yom Kippur, on the day of Yom Kippur, and I put this in the book so people understand it, on Yom Kippur, they didn't bring him one sacrifice to the high priest, they brought two. One sacrifice was to shed his blood so the sins would be broken, the sins would be cast away. But the second sacrifice would be to break the curses. Jesus didn't just come to forgive me of my sin. He came to break that family curse, that generational curse of drug addiction or of anger or violence or whatever that is in there. And so when Peter gave this response, you are the Messiah. You're not just here to temporarily forgive us of our sin. You're here to break every curse. And what happened on the day of Yom Kippur? When the curse was broken, then when the priest went in the Holy of Holies, he sprinkled the blood seven times. How many places did Jesus shed his blood? Seven times. And so we don't know that. And Sid, that's why it's so important for people to understand these Bible prophecies, because we're about not just to get the curse of drug addiction broken or the curse off of our family or the curse off of our finance. We're to get them all at one time, that gushing, as you said. We're in that, these Bible prophecies are shouting to us. We're in that time right now. There is nothing that I can't do and I won't do.
Your new book.
Yes.
There's seven. I like that seven.
Seven.
Living prophecies. Why do you say they're living?
Because they're happening right now.
These are predictions by God of impossible things that will happen in the future. And if you heard Larry write, he says the reason they're called living prophecies is because you and I are, and Larry are alive to see it take place before our very eyes. And if that doesn't cause your faith to be a gusher, then the gusher from heaven of the glory is going to hit you anyway. But what if you had both? You have had so many miracles because he's been a blessing to the Jewish people that the heavens have opened in his life. Your grandson
yes.
had a rare type of leukemia, no cure, no chance, given up.
Given up.
What happened?
We were in Jerusalem for the opening of the embassy, and we're with government officials from Israel and government officials from Washington. We're at dinner. One of the guys from Washington's phone rings, and he said, my wife has a prophecy for you. And long story short, she said, Pastor, I know you guys are busy. I know it's late there in Jerusalem, but God told me I had to call you right now and give you this word. And the word is, the lion will roar from Jerusalem. And I said, well, what does that mean to you? She said, I don't know, but God said, I had to give it to you right now. Well, we're thinking the lion in Jerusalem is roaring. And we hung up the phone.
That's what I would think.
Yeah, and 2 minutes later, my son calls, our grandson, who was 7 months old, his name is Lion. And he calls and said, Dad, would you guys pray? We're headed to the hospital. Lion's not feeling well. We think something's wrong. By the time we got back to the U.S., they had done the test. We all meet at the Cook's Children's Hospital. We're in the room. In walks the doctors, the nurses, the chaplain. And they said, Lion has a very rare form of leukemia. They didn't tell us until later that they've never had a child recover from this kind of leukemia.
Huh.
And so we immediately began to pray. As we had friends in the Christian world, we had Jews, we had rabbis all over the world praying to the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob for Lion's miracle. 3 weeks later, they called us in and said, listen, we ran the test on this 20 or 30 times before we called you guys in. We called the top 5 or 6 heads of children's cancer in the world. There is no record of any child having this, any medical history in the history of children's cancer. Lion has, number one, he does not have the bad gene, and we found out almost everybody in the world has the bad gene. He doesn't have the bad gene, but he has a gene that we don't have any record of anybody his age ever having. And it took him from, we've never had a child survive this, to 95% cure rate. And that was 2.5 years ago. He is healthy. He's big. He's strong. He's happy. He's, you know, and they started calling it the God gene and the lion gene. And talk about
you. They actually called it. Doctors
were in the hospital calling it the lion gene, the God gene. Can we test this? There was one little gal there, a Jewish gal, who was a nurse, and she was so moved by this. She was making her first Aliyah trip to Israel, and she took Lion's name down to the Western Wall and prayed there. And she said, when I was praying for Lion and I saw the miracle that God did in Lion, and I'm there at the Western Wall, she said, I asked God back into my life. What God did for me, He's going to do for you. That miracle, we can tell, we can say to anybody, whatever you're facing, no matter what you're facing, I know God can do something no one's ever.
I want you to pray. Boy, is your faith super high.
Amen.
I want Larry to pray for miracles, and just if there's any anti-Semitism you've ever committed in any way, shape, or form, or an ancestor has ever committed in any way, shape, or form, Larry is going to break it, because our Messiah became a curse, so you don't have to bear the penalty of the curse. It's so wonderful. Larry, pray.
Father, You said whatever we bind on earth is bound in heaven. We stand in the name of Jesus. We bind every spirit of sickness. We bind every spirit of addiction. We bind every spirit of the enemy that attacks your children in every way. And we loosen by the blood of Jesus, the seven places Jesus shed His blood, we loosen healing and deliverance and freedom and blessing and anointing. Father, who the Son sets free is free indeed. And we give You all the praise and all the glory that You are the God who will touch us right now in Jesus' name. Father, we ask You right now to break every curse of racism, to break every curse of anti-Semitism. We know Your word says that You will bless those who bless Israel, and You will curse those who curse Israel. As we break that curse of being against the nation of Israel, and we release the blessing by standing with the nation of Israel. We speak a blessing over every Jewish person and over the nation of Israel in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus, our Messiah. Amen.
Amen.
Larry Huck, a respected teacher of the Hebrew roots of the Christian faith, shows you how seven ancient prophecies are unfolding today. Larry believes we are in the last generation, but we have time left because God is going to use the supernatural. Call now and get Larry Huck's powerful brand new book, The Seven Living Prophecies, and his anointed three-part audio series, It's Time for a Miracle. It's exclusive for our It's Supernatural audience. Yours for a donation of $35. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9717. Through Larry Huck's powerful brand new book, The Seven Living Prophecies, you will understand what Israel and end time prophecy has to do with you. In this book, Larry Huck seamlessly connects the past to the present and points out the path to absolute victory for you and your loved ones in the days ahead. Connect the dots between scripture, prophecy, and the current events that are happening in Israel. Get a glimpse into God's end time plan to unite God's people, both Jews and Gentiles, and the role you can play in helping to fulfill that plan. Uncover the Old Testament's hidden truths and gain new insight about the soon coming of the Messiah. You will also receive Larry Huck's anointed three-part audio series, It's Time for a Miracle. Get ready to enter a season of experiencing God's end-time outpouring of supernatural blessings and miracles, which will be poured out into the world and into our lives, and yes, into your life. Get ready. It's time for a miracle. In this anointed audio CD series, Larry will reveal miracles that have occurred in his own life, impart revelation for you to receive this end-time outpouring of God's blessings, help you begin experiencing the supernatural miracles of living under God's open heaven. Larry includes anointed prayers and prophecies for God to deliver you from any addictions, anger, and generational curses, for miracles and healing to be made manifest in your life. Don't miss out on getting Larry Huck's powerful brand new book, The Seven Living Prophecies, and his anointed three-part audio series, It's Time for a Miracle. It's exclusive for our It's Supernatural audience. Yours for a donation of $35. $1. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9717. Call or you can send your check to Sid Roth. It's Supernatural. P.O. Box 39222, Charlotte, North Carolina 28278. Please specify offer number 9717 or log on to sidroth.org. Call or write today.